You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 46, If You Tolerate This, Your Children Will Be Next, by Manic Street Preachers. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the Manic Street Preachers' first number one single, If You Tolerate This, Your Children Will Be Next. I've picked the subject this week not as much for the song as for the performers, the Manic Street Preachers, and the mystery that surrounds the band. We'll get to the mystery and the music in just a moment, but first, let's look at the early history of Manic Street Preachers. The band beginnings can be traced back to 1986 in a punk rock band called Betty Blue, which featured James Dean Bradfield on vocals and guitar, Nicky Wire on bass, Sean Moore on drums, and Flicker on rhythm guitar. The four met at Oakdale Comprehensive School in Blackwood, Wales. Flicker left in 1988 complaining that the band was moving away from their punk roots, and the remaining three-piece renamed themselves Manic Street Preachers. It was about this time the band recorded their first single, a tune called Suicide Alley. Wire's friend Richie James Edwards was brought on to design and photograph the cover, which was an homage to The Clash's first album cover. In addition to the band's album cover designer, Richie also became the band's driver and started co-writing lyrics with Nicky Wire and playing guitar on stage. However, due to Richie's beginning guitar talents, his amplifiers were usually turned off or way down in volume. What Richie lacked in guitar talent, however, he made up for in character. His presence in the band added to their punk rock vibe. Richie possessed a tremendous intelligence and a deep knowledge of politics. His influence in the band defined who they were in those early days and polarized their critics and their fans because of their complete honesty. By the time they released Generation Terrorists, their first full album after a slew of EPs and singles, they had developed a rabid fan base. Richie's extremes and attitude weren't without their faults, however. During a 1991 interview with the New Musical Express, Richie carved the words "for real" into his arm with a razor blade, requiring 17 stitches. The band toured, finding popularity in most countries, but failed to gain a foothold in the United States. It could have been their androgynous image, their politically and intellectually charged lyrics, or even the fact that the burgeoning U.S. grunge scene was making their glam and heavy metal influences uncool. But the Manics continued to build a following in the U.K. and raise eyebrows with their next two releases, Gold Against the Soul and The Holy Bible. By the time the latter was released, Richie was writing about three-quarters of the band's lyrics, and their dark and disturbing imagery often got them compared to Nirvana, specifically the In Utero album, which was certainly an influence. However, the following year would begin the mystery that will always hang over Manic Street Preachers, the disappearance of Richie James Edwards. On February 1, 1995, Richie checked out of his London hotel, drove his car to Cardiff, where he had an apartment, and then vanished, leaving behind his passport, credit cards, and his car, which was later discovered on the Severn Bridge outside of Bristol. He remains missing to this day, and his family, who have had the option to declare him legally dead, have opted not to, maintaining that he's still alive and out there somewhere. Even his remaining bandmates keep a fourth of their royalties and performing rights set aside for him, should he ever return.
Future teaches you to be alone, the present to be afraid and cold. So if I count you rabbits, then I count you fascists. Bullets fire your brain today, but we'll forget it all again. Monuments put from pen to paper,
you're listening to If You Tolerate This, Your Children Will Be Next, which, true to the band's intellectual political fashion, is a song about the Spanish Civil War in 1936. People came from all around the world to Spain to fight against Franco's fascist forces. The title of the song comes from a slogan printed on pamphlets that were handed out to recruit English men to join the war efforts. The first verse of the song contains the line, "If I can shoot rabbits, then I can shoot fascists." This line is a direct quote from a Welsh farmer who went to Spain to fight with the International Brigade. Many of the people who joined the battle against Franco's armies were people with no military background or training, just people armed with ideals and a gun, as this Welsh farmer was an example. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.